This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Leaving your job, leaving your workplace, leaving your business, coming to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in your way, remember that you're going to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And while you're sitting, listening to the khutbah, or waiting for the iqamah, imagine your situation on the day of Yawm al-Qiyamah, when everybody is waiting for the hisab, when everyone is sitting under the sun, when there's no shade but the shade of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when there's no hawd but the hawd of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when there's no one else to ask help for except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Imagine that you are there. And you will feel the khushu' in your heart. You will feel that you're coming to the salah. And ya ikhwati fillah, when the iqamah is called, remember when Allah will call you by your name, everybody would be sitting like you are sitting. However, today you took your zina to the masajid. يَا بَنِي آدَمَ خُذُوا زِينَتَكُمْ عِنْدَ كُلِّ مَسْجِدٍ. You look decent today. You look good. Your sawa, your awra is not exposed. However, that day it will be exposed. And women and men are sitting together. And then the mu'adhin or the call will be called. And you will be drafted to come to this stage. And As-Saiq wa Shaheed, two angels, they will come with you. يقول عثمان بن عفان ومجاهد وقتاد وابن زيد. He said those days, though that day, two angels will come with you. You will not be willingly wants to come. But these two angels, يقول, one is Sa'iq, meaningly it will order you to come to Malak al-Dayyan, to come and meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the second, Shahid, will testify against you. So you are walking to Allah. Can you see this? Can you see in your mind, undressed, with two angels on your side? You're walking to Allah and you don't know what you did. You don't know whether Allah would expose your ma'asi on the stage. You don't know whether Allah will cover you with His kanaf. You don't know. But when the iqamah is called, this is how you should approach the iqamah. And then remember in that walk that Rasulullah said fi Sahih Muslim, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَنْظُرُ إِلَىٰ صُوَرِكُمْ وَلَا إِلَىٰ أَلْوَانِكُمْ وَلَكِنْ يَنْظُرُ إِلَىٰ أَعْمَالِكُمْ وَقُلُوبِكُمْ وَأَعْمَالِكُمْ. Allah will not be concerned about how you look and what the color of your skin is. But Allah will look into your heart. فَمَنْ وَجَدَ خَيْرًا فَلْيَحْمِدِ اللَّهِ وَمَنْ وَجَدَ غَيْرَ ذَلِكَ فَلَا يَلُومَنَّ إِلَّا نَفْسَهُ. أَقُولُ مَا تَسْمَعُونَ وَاسْتَغْفِرُوا اللَّهَ لَكُمْ فَاسْتَغْفِرُوهُ إِنَّهُ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسوله الكريم سيدنا ونبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. ثم قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ولا تتكلم بكلام تعتذر منه غدا. And do not speak of something that you will apologize about it tomorrow. It means take control of your tongue. Why, when you say something you don't know how the other person will receive it. لذلك يقول الله If you have to say something good. يقول وقل لعبادي يقول التي هي أحسن إن الشيطان ينزغ بينهم إن الشيطان كان للإنسان عدوا مبينا. Ya Muhammad, tell my servants that when they say something, let them say something that is good. يقول التي هي أحسن. If you have to say something, if you have to mention something, say in the most beautiful way, so you may not apologize about it later on. لذلك يقول في صحيح مسلم والبخاري النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم حديث أبي هريرة يقول من كان يؤمن بالله واليوم الآخر فليقل خيرا أو ليصمت. Whoever believes in Allah on the day of judgment, let him say good or be silent. And he said في سنن الترمذي وابن ماجه بسند حسن يقول صلى الله عليه وسلم لا ينبغي للمؤمن أن يذل نفسه. He said it is not befitting for a mu'min to disgrace himself, meaning you should not put yourself in a place where you apologize about your actions. لذلك قال الشاعر إذا شئت أن تحيا سليما معافا من الأذى وحظك موفورا وعرضك صين لسانك لا تذكر به عورة امرئ فكلك عورات وللناس ألسن. He said if you want to live with dignity, you want to be a dignified individual, he said then take control of your tongue and do not mention the faults of people. Indeed you are full of faults. You're full of faults. Don't mention anybody else. Just look into yourself. And then he قال صلى الله ثم قال صلى الله عليه وسلم واجمع الياس مما في عين الناس واجمع الياس يا اخوتي في الله. He said gather yourself, be content with what Allah has given you. And this is the definition or one of the definition of taqwa. When Ali was asked what is taqwa, قال الخوف من الجليل والعمل بالتنزيل والرضا بالقليل. So you are content and you have no need what people have in their hands. يقول الحسن البصري رضي الله عنه ورحمه قال لا تزال كريما على الناس ولا يزالون يكرمونك ما لم تتعاطى ما في أيديهم. He said people will honor you and people will treat you with honor and people will love you as long as you don't ask what they have in their hands. He said, but the day that you request something from them, they will disrespect you, they will dishonor you, and they will hate you. And this is human nature. This is human nature. Wa subhanallah, Allah is the opposite of that. أقول ما تسمعون واستغفر الله لي فاستغفروه وأقم الصلاة يرحمكم الله.